Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad, and soon-to-be fifth grader.
Yes, and that kind of alludes to, it's a very special episode. We got our back-to-school special episode this week. And so we're going to change things up a little bit here. The lad is heading off to fifth grade. Going to be awesome. Are you excited for fifth grade?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a new school. He goes to an intermediate school now outside of his elementary school. So
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of a different setup, but he's excited. He's got a lot of new opportunities coming his way. And so we know that many of you, back to school is a kind of a stressful and exciting and awesome time. Just there's a lot going on. And so we figured we wanted to pay tribute to back to school time with a special episode. So this week, we're going to change up the format a little bit. We're going to change it from our usual three rounds of five questions each, where the rounds get more and more difficult. And we usually pick one theme. This week, we're going to be doing our version of Are You Smarter Than This Fifth Grader? So obviously our fifth grader is the lad. And we're going to be choosing three different topics. So all of the questions this week are going to be fifth grade level questions. And we're just going to change up the topics every five questions. So are you excited?
Yes.
All right. I can feel it. So the three topics that we're going to be diving into today are science, math, and English. So the first round, first subject we're going to dive into, five questions on science. All right, lad, what is your science abilities? Is it, do you enjoy it? Are you good at it? What do you think?
I enjoy it.
Okay.
It's fun.
All right. Diving in. Question one, science. What gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere?
Air.
Air is incorrect.
It does come from the atmosphere.
So there's a specific gas in the atmosphere that we're looking for. That gas is carbon dioxide. So plants absorb the carbon dioxide from the air. That's actually keeps our air clean, because carbon dioxide isn't good for us.
Oh, did not know that.
We have to keep in mind that lad is starting fifth grade, and these are like if you finished fifth grade. So yeah, you just got to keep that in mind. Question number two in the science category. What is the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly called?
Don't know.
He does not know. The process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly is called metamorphosis.
I knew that.
You knew that? Yeah. Yep. That's a good one. Metamorphosis. Question three. On the periodic table, which element is represented by the letter N?
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen is correct. Have you looked at the periodic table?
Yeah.
Like in class?
No.
No, but you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember if like the first time I looked at a periodic table, but yeah.
H is hydrogen. HE is helium.
Yep. Yep. Question four. What is the clinical name for the thigh bone?
The femur.
The femur is correct. Very good. Yeah, the femur is a bone that if that breaks, oh boy, that's a rough break, because that's a really big, thick bone. Usually takes a while to heal. And finally, question five. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Oxygen?
Oxygen is a great guess, but not quite. You actually alluded to it before in your last helium? Answer. It is hydrogen.
Oh, hydrogen.
Hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe. So we did okay in that round, finishing off those five questions. You did all right.
Yeah.
So science, would you say science is a strong subject for you?
Mid.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to move on to math, the subject of math. How do you feel about math?
No, don't like it.
Don't like it. He has a shirt that he likes to wear that says the math is
not mathing.
So I'm sure you're actually probably pretty decent at math, but you might not enjoy it. So here we go. Let's do five questions in the category of math. Here we go. Question six. Steven has $100 in pennies. How many pennies does he have?
$100,000
is a great guess, but incorrect. You added one too many zeros.
He has
10,000 pennies. Yep, 10,000 pennies. That's an easy mistake to make, though. Question seven. What is the square root of 81?
Nine
is correct. Yeah. So how do you get that? How do you get the square root of 81? Do you know?
9 times 9.
Yeah. If you take the number times itself, that is the square root. So the number, when you take that number times itself, like 9 times 9, that would be 9 squared. So if you go the opposite direction and you unsquare it, that would be what you get. So 81 is 9 times 9. Question eight. How many hours are in 540 minutes?
9.
9 hours is correct. Yeah. How did you get that one?
60 minutes is 1 hour. 6 times 9 is 54.
Yeah, you broke it down. Nice. Very good job. Excellent. Question nine, a story problem. Here we go. If an ice cream shop sells 100 ice cream cones a day at $3 each, how much money will they make in 5 days?
$1,500.
$1,500 is a great guess. And it's correct. I tricked you there. yes, $1,500 is correct. Yeah. So if you sold 100 ice cream cones at $3 each, that would be $300 a day. I mean, not necessarily. I don't think that's insane. Like, what do you mean by insane? What's insane about it?
That's a lot of ice cream cones.
That is. I'm sure. But if you had an ice cream truck, I mean, 100 ice cream cones isn't a big deal. And they're an ice cream shop. So, but yeah, $300 a day times 5 days, that's $1,500. And finally, in the math category, last question, question 10, another story problem here. If my closest neighbor lives 200 yards away from me, how many feet away do they live?
200 or 100?
200 yards away.
Okay.
He's thinking. He's mathing. The wheels are turning.
Stop distracting.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
I give up.
Do you know how many feet are in a yard?
3.
Yep. So if my closest neighbor lives 200 yards away.
Oh, wait. 3 times 200.
And that is?
600.
Yeah, 600. Good job. You got it through. Sometimes you just need to talk it out loud. You just need to like say it out loud. And sometimes it just kind of gets in its place. So absolutely. 600 feet is correct. Now I think we're going to move on to one of the lad's strong suits in school. This is English or ELA, as the kids call it these days, English language arts. So, yeah. Do you enjoy English?
Yes, 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 yes.
So what about English do you like? Like, what? Why do you like it?
I love to read, and I really like writing.
Nice. Okay.
And that's both of, what English language arts is.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Question 11. The final category of, are you smarter than this fifth grader? How many nouns are there in the following sentence? Polly played poker with a purple platypus. Again, that question is how many nouns are in the following sentence? Polly played poker with a purple platypus.
Three.
Three is correct. Very good. Yeah, purple's not a noun, right?
That's an adjective.
Yeah,
that's
an adjective. Yeah, but describe something. Very good. So Polly, poker, and platypus. All right, question 12. I also am kind of curious as to how you play poker with a purple platypus.
Platypus.
Like, is that like a, do they sit at a table?
I
don't know.
Maybe in the swamp.
In a swamp? Yeah, I don't know. Is that where plat?
In a swamp. Is that next where, to a waste management facility.
All right.
It's a purple platypus, Dad.
It is purple. That is true. It probably has to be radioactive. Yeah. All right. Question 12. A word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same forwards and backwards is called a what?
Race car.
Race car is one of them.
Kayak.
Kayak is also. What is that kind of word?
No, it starts with a P.
It does. Do, 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 do.
Again. Do, do. Again. No. This is not Jeopardy.
Any guess?
No.
No. The word we're looking for, it is correct. It is a P word. It is palindrome. A palindrome. So yes, race car is the same spelled forward and backward.
Kayak, dad,
kayak,
mom.
Dad, mom, yep. Want to know my favorite?
What?
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. That entire sentence is palindromic. Yep, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. All right, question 13. What is the plural form of the word moose?
Moose. Don't know.
The plural form of the word moose.
Moose-i.
Is moose. It's the, it's kind of like deer.
Deer.
Like deer, the plural of deer is when you have multiple deer. That's deer. Just deer. I like to think of it as meese.
Moose-i.
Mooses. Moose-i. Yes, adding the I instead. I agree with that. Yeah. But the plural of the word moose is moose. It's like a little trick question in there. Question 14. How many syllables are there in the word Mississippi?
Four.
Four is correct. How did you learn how to do syllables?
Mississippi.
Yes, you clapped your hands. Why is it that that's still the thing? Like, that's how you learn about syllables, and they teach it with clapping. I learned the same way back when I was in school, and I'm pretty sure grandma and grandpa learned the same way. That it's just, if you clap the syllables, it makes sense. But yeah, Mississippi, four syllables. And finally, the last question of English trivia for Are You Smarter Than This Fifth Grader? Question 15. A grouping of lines in a poem is called a what?
A A paragraph.
A paragraph is a fantastic answer if we were talking not about poetry, but poetry lines
paragraphs do exist in poetry.
Have a very, very specific word. The grouping of lines is called a stanza. A stanza. Well, how do you feel about that? It's kind of like a paragraph. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
No.
No? You've never heard of a stanza before? Well, I guarantee you, you will.
I'm not officially a fifth grader. Still got one more day as we're recording here.
That's true. That is true. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Are You Smarter Than This Fifth Grader? Hopefully you were able to keep up with him. If you were maybe a little bit older, if you're one of those fifth graders plus a few years, hopefully you are able to answer a lot of these questions and maybe brought back some fun memories. But yes, we are all really excited for everybody to head back to school, and hopefully everybody has an awesome school year. We wanted to invite you to rate and comment on our podcast if you enjoyed it. If this was something that you enjoyed listening to with your friends, family, in the car, at home, please give us a 5-star rating and leave us a comment on whatever app you are listening on. Those comments and ratings help us find other families just like you who like trivia just like this. Also, you can find us on social media at Facebook and on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Send us a DM on there. We'd be happy to get back to you as soon as we can. Even if you have just a question about the show or want to say hi, that's a great way to do it. All right, lad, you're a fifth grader. Do you have any advice?
Still not a fifth grader yet, you will, as we're recording.
Yeah, that's true, technically. Do you have any advice for any of those kiddos heading back to school for their first day?
If you're going to a new building like me, and it's bigger than the older one, don't be intimidated by it. It's just a building.
It's just a building.
On the inside, it'll be your favorite school yet.
Yep. Full of people who care. So, absolutely. Yep. Whatever school you're going to, if you're going to an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, if you're going to work school, whatever that is, just know that the day is what you make it. Go in there with a positive attitude and try and just do your best, and that's all anybody can ask for. So thank you so much. We all hope you have a wonderful school year this year. And yeah, thanks again for listening. We really
appreciate
it. Here's a question
from the lad.
Oh, you have a question.
It's intended towards the dad, but it can also be for all of you.
Okay.
How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I'll see you later.
Give it a try.
Super supercalifragilisticexp. YALIDOCIOUS.
SUPER. CALIFRAGILISTICEXPIALIDOCIOUS.
Well, there it is. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I, not Y.
So I was one letter off?
Yes.
I guess I'm not smarter than this fifth grader.
Round of applause for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, lad. And let's send everybody off. We'll see you later.
Alligators.